How global risk signals shape your wealth strategy in 2026 Hook. What if the inflation numbers coming out of South Africa right now are actually a warning signal for your Canadian business? And your estate plan is already out of date because of it? Global economic turbulence isn't staying overseas. It's heading straight for your balance sheet. Context. Here's what's happening right now. Inflation just hit 5.0% in South Africa, driven partly by rising insurance and financial services costs. Houthi forces are threatening commercial vessels in the Red Sea, shaking global shipping again. And the EU just dropped new forced labor regulations with a 2027 deadline that affects Canadian exporters. These aren't distant headlines. They're pressure points that hit insurance premiums, business valuations, and tax planning decisions today. First, inflation is eroding your wealth plan right now. South Africa's CPI jumped to 5.0% in June 2026, and insurance was a direct driver of that increase. If your life insurance coverage or estate plan was structured 2 or 3 years ago, the purchasing power assumptions inside those plans are already outdated. Locking in the right structures before premiums climb further isn't just smart. It's urgent. Second, supply chain chaos creates a hidden estate planning problem. Houthi threats against Red Sea shipping are reigniting energy price volatility. For Canadian business owners, that means three risks: compressed margins from rising input costs, inadequate business interruption coverage, and sudden swings in your company's fair market value. A business worth $5 million today could shift dramatically within 18 months, and your estate plan needs to account for that range, not just one static number. Third, regulatory costs are coming for Canadian exporters. The EU's new forced labor regulation, published in June 2026, bans products made with forced labor from EU markets. The December 2027 deadline sounds far away. It isn't. Canadian manufacturers and exporters with European exposure face real compliance costs ahead that will hit profitability and affect business valuations. Planning now is the only way to stay ahead of it. THE takeaway. As the team at Contrust Financial Services Inc. puts it, the most confident business owners aren't the ones who avoided risk. They're the ones who understood it clearly and plan around it. So here's your action item. Pull out your last estate plan or insurance review. If it's older than 18 months, book a conversation this week. Global conditions have changed. Your plan should reflect that. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz, and if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.